Judy and I were just kind of talking about this program and about all the opportunities that landlords have. Judy, can you kind of go back into that a little bit and tell us about the benefits, I guess, that landlords in Galesburg can take advantage of this?
Well, I manage a lot of housing rehabilitation grants, and the most of them only are benefited to owner-occupied homes. This one makes an exception. It does allow rental units to be a part of that, because the whole goal is to make a home safe for that have young children in them, or pregnant women, or maybe a child that has elevated lead blood levels. And so this grant, we work with the state of Illinois. We've been doing this for 3 years now, because Galesburg does have high, Knox County does, based upon the test. The children here do have high lead blood levels. And so what happened is that we worked in conjunction with the state to have this grant through HUD. So it's actually HUD, DCO, and City of Galesburg. So we've got all these government entities working together to make housing safe in Galesburg. And the focus is on homes with young children, pregnant women, and any child that may have elevated lead levels.
And Stephanie, Judy was saying that this these funds were kind of set to run out, but there's been an extension. Can you kind of tell us why that is?
So there is an extension that goes through the end of this year, basically because a lot of things were pushed back due to COVID, and there was some program, personnel change, but solely it's been COVID. We had a harder time going into homes, people, not really wanting people to go into homes. Also, I think there was a pause at some point because there was a mandatory lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made it a lot harder to get into these homes. And if we want to go back a minute just to what Judy was talking about when she's talking about landlords, I think this does gear towards a lower income family. And a lot of times those are families that are renting. And so that's why we allow renters into our program.
When you say renters, there's nothing that the renters need to do in this case, right? It's on the landlords to sign up, Judy? Or Stephanie, go ahead.
It's minimal that they have to do. There is some stuff that they have to sign, some just certifications on who they are and stuff like that. But it's very minimal. It's an easy process we have people in Western Illinois Regional Council that do that for us. His name is Darren. And it's a very easy process.
Yeah, Judy, can you talk about the process that landlords would have to go through if they were interested in this?
Well, they can actually call Western Illinois Regional Council. There is a man there by the name of Darren Taflinger, and he manages our grant. They can call that number. It's area code 309-837-3941. Or they can stop by the City of Galesburg and ask for Judy. I'm the only one that works there in the Community Development Department. I have applications. I have owner-occupied applications, and I have those for landlords/tenants. They can come up and pick up an application. If they have questions, I've been telling them to read through the application and mark in pencil and kind of jot down any questions and give me or Darren a call. We have worked with a couple landlords in the past who have had their homes done, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an occupied. It can be even an empty one. And I don't know, Stephanie, if you want to talk about how an empty unit may work.
Sure. So we push for vacant units to, once they are brought through the program and they get clearance through the program and everything gets fixed or mitigated, we try to make it so that they are putting those units out for people with families. So they're getting marketed towards families because it is a safer environment for a child to live in.
Mm.
And I want to interject here, too. It's not just families with young children. We have a lot of grandparents who care for their grandchildren. So if you're a grandparent and you're in a rental situation, or even if you're in an owner-occupied situation, if you have your grandchildren frequent the home, and it's very small bar to get to, 60 hours a year. So if you care for your children on an occasional, grandchildren on an occasional basis, you would qualify. The whole goal is to make the homes in Galesburg safe for children. And so we're trying to do that in as many ways as possible. I think one of the missing things that we've had in the last 3 years is just to focus on landlords. And I would just encourage, if you are a landlord, even if you just have one or two units, give me a call at the city or give Darren a call. I'll give my number here at the end of this. But it's not an overnight process, but it's not an overly complex process. There's some steps that we'll have to incur, but we will work with you every step of the way. And you really do stand to benefit, because your unit will be assessed. All lead hazards will be, they will put it in a packet that'll go out to bid. That contractor will remediate those. That's what we call it these days, is remediation. And your home, that unit will be certified as lead-free. Now, obviously, there are other elements that can bring lead in off the street, dirt and things like that. But it'll address things like old windows and siding and maybe porch paint, things like that. And so they have a special machine called an XRF, and it's handheld, and they go around and test all the elements in the home. And they'll find everything that hits hot for lead. Mm. And then they'll do an assessment and a bid based upon that.
Is there any sort of, you said the process is pretty simple and you kind of guide people through it. Are there any resistance from landlords, or is it more just a matter of they either don't know about the grant, or they maybe assume it's more complicated than it is? Either Stephanie, I guess,
That's what I tend to think it is. I think people overcomplicate it and think that it's just too much of a process, or that it's more than they want to do, and just decide not to do the paperwork. I think it's just, or that they want to do it and forgot about it and think that they don't have the time to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I had one landlord ask me the other day if this is where we have to sign some kind of a forgivable loan mortgage on the home. Some home rehabilitation grants do that. This one does not. There's not a signed thing where if they move and they have to pay back some of the grant. This is, obviously, we've tried to make this grant so that we know at some point in time, even if these people move, we want to make the home safe for anybody else that moves into it. So, the whole goal is to make housing in Galesburg safe for children, and we do mm-hmm. have a lot of children. And, it makes me feel good that we can do this. We've done nearly 60 homes. We would really like to get another 30 before the year is out, and that's not out of the realm of possibility, because some of the barriers are gone because, COVID kind of slowed things down. Mm. But that's the reason why we're really pushing here at the first of the year. And if you're a landlord, if you want to just call the city of Galesburg, my phone number is 309-345-3652. But if you just call the city of Galesburg any number and ask for Judy, I'm the only Judy that works there. Mm-hmm. They'll get it to me, and I will help you with that. Or if you just went to the community development department and ask for me, I will walk you through and show you what you need to do and get you going in the right direction.
It might be worth I think you said 60 homes that have been done so far. Can we kind of drill down a little bit, and maybe in celebration of doing that, what kinds of properties have been done, and what, just so people can kind of put a pin on how cool that is.
Sure, and like what gets done at the properties kind
mm-hmm.
of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So the landlords and homeowners, the way that they would benefit from the program is a lot of these places tend to get new windows put in, because that's where a large portion of lead hazards are, is painted old wooden windows. And so they'll get possible replacement of windows to new energy efficient windows, repainting of, walls or surfaces that have lead in them. Sometimes it's, replacement of those walls to put in new, better walls for them. So it's a lot of things that will show. And sometimes it's even new vinyl siding.
Yeah. Because I know it's kind of an ongoing issue in Galesburg to address the aging housing stock, and this is a pretty important and maybe sometimes not so flashy but very important way that that's getting done, it seems like. Judy, anything else we need to either know about this program or anything else that you can offer in similar terms?
Well, we also have another line of funding in this grant that takes care of things outside of lead. It's called the Healthy Homes, and it will cover health and safety hazards or bring things up to standard. Some of the things that include in that is maybe adjusting some of the electrical work, very minor, or really good smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. We've even had some of this funds used to repair a roof hole. So there are other funds in there to address some other things that could be going on with the house. Also, anybody that applies for the grant that is owner-occupied, we do have the Housing Repair Assistance Program that the city will provide up to $4,500 for the repair of things like a furnace, water heater, electrical, plumbing, and that grant can be used in conjunction with this. Once you, if you get this, the lead grant, you're still eligible for these other grants at the city that we do apply for, and obviously you can come up to the Community Development Department and ask for me, and they can be used in complement. The thing with the lead grant is that the program, the WRC, they have the certified lead inspectors and lead risk inspectors and all those things, where the city of Galesburg doesn't. But so with the Housing Repair Assistance Program, the people have to do most of their own lead work. But with the lead grant, once you apply, City of Galesburg does all the work. And if you have to be displaced in your home, we have the opportunity to put people up in hotels and things like that. So all the things that we've thought about, and we will make it as easy as possible on the occupants and the landlords.
Mm. Stephanie, anything else that you can think of that we should know before we wrap up?
No, I think it's just it's a very great program. It's definitely great for families, great for people in Galesburg to make sure that their child or their pregnant wife or pregnant person doesn't get lead poisoned. And this program definitely works to mitigate those issues.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks, Stephanie, for calling in, and thanks for your time, Judy.
Well,
no problem. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.